Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're tackling something.
A big one.
That's right. You guys specifically asked for help with this one, making the most of your time. Like,
Oh, yeah.
we all struggle with this.
It's so hard.
Yeah. So we're diving into this insightful article called Prioritizing Time, Finding Balance in a Busy World.
Catchy.
Right.
And you know, it's
People
great.
when
It's backed up by research from like
big
the
names.
American Psychological Association,
Oh, wow.
Harvard Business Review,
I've heard of them.
Mayo Clinic. Even the National Institute of Mental Health.
So we're going deep to
Deep.
give you advice you can actually use.
That's the goal. Not just vague theories.
Right.
We want you to be able to use this stuff.
Exactly. And the article starts off with something that might seem really simple, making a schedule,
Oh, yeah.
but it's not about,
Just listing appointments.
that's right, it's about visualizing where your time actually goes.
And, you know, when you see it really helps. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but our brains. They like to latch onto those unfinished
Oh,
tasks.
yeah.
This is actually a psychological phenomenon called the Zeigarnik effect.
I never knew that.
It's so fascinating. Like if you make a visual plan, it can help complete those mental loops.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like you're creating a roadmap for your day
Yeah.
instead of worrying about getting lost.
So you can focus more. There are
Exactly.
more mental clutter.
Love it.
And the APA
The
research.
American Psychological Association, they found a link between good time management and improved mental health.
So it's not just about productivity,
Right.
it's about peace of mind.
That's a big one these days.
Absolutely. The article also says start by blocking out the things you have to do, like work or school.
The non-negotiables.
Makes sense. But then then it says to add in the fun things.
Oh, this is so important. This is where people go wrong.
How
They
so?
try to squeeze in the fun stuff later.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure those enjoyable things, those moments of joy, actually get dedicated space in your week.
So it's like prepaying yourself with happiness.
I love that.
Me too. Speaking of things we might not always want to do, the article talks about setting boundaries,
Ooh.
which, if I'm being honest, is something I really struggle with.
Yeah, me too.
I always feel like I have to say yes to everything
You're not alone.
and everyone.
The research on this is fascinating, though.
Oh, tell me.
The Harvard Business Review, they studied over 500 executives. And the ones who set clear boundaries,
What happened?
they saw a 23% increase in productivity
Wow.
and reported way lower stress.
So it's not about being selfish.
Oh,
It's strategic.
for sure.
But how do you deal with the guilt of saying no?
I know, it's hard.
Yeah, I always worry about disappointing people.
Well, think about it this way. When you overcommit, you're not really showing up fully for anything.
Right.
By setting boundaries, you're giving yourself the space to actually be more present.
When you do say yes, that's a good point.
It's about quality over quantity,
I like.
not just in our schedules, but in our interactions too.
All right, let's move on to something a little more fun.
Fine.
The article talks about the power of hobbies,
Yes.
and not just for filling free time, but as a way
And manage
to.
your time better.
Is that right?
It is.
Wow.
The article suggests picking up a hobby to combat things like mindless scrolling
Oh, yeah.
and TV binging.
We're all guilty of that. What
Yeah.
does the Mayo Clinic say about this?
Well, they emphasize how important enjoyable activities are for stress reduction.
Okay.
Hobbies are like these mini vacations for your mind, and
Interesting.
they can actually change how you experience time.
Hold on. Hobbies change how we experience time.
Yeah, think about it. When you're really into something, you lose track of time.
I've definitely experienced that.
It's called a flow state.
Flow state.
And the research shows that when you're in a flow state,
Yeah.
time feels more expansive.
So it's like you're stretching time.
In a way.
Instead of feeling like time is slipping away,
Exactly.
we can create the feeling of having more time.
By doing the things we love.
That's pretty cool. I actually have a personal example of this. I picked up knitting a while back.
Knitting. I'd love to hear about this.
And not only do I love it, but it's like all those little pockets of free time, they don't feel wasted anymore.
Right?
Instead of just scrolling, I can pick up my knitting.
That's awesome.
It's like my brain has been
To
rewired.
see downtime as creative time.
Yeah.
And it shows how, even if you think you don't have time for hobbies,
Yeah.
you can make time
Oh.
by shifting your mindset from,
Hey.
I'm too busy,
Yeah.
to,
I'm making time.
for what matter.
I like that. But what about people who are just starting out?
With hobbies.
Yeah.
Any tips for,
Finding one that sticks.
yeah.
I think it's about being curious. Like, what fascinated you as a kid?
Interesting.
What have you always wanted to try and never made time for?
Yeah.
Start there.
And remember, it doesn't have to be something big.
Or expensive.
Right. Like maybe trying a new recipe.
Yeah.
Learning a few chords on the guitar.
Mm.
Or even just taking a different route on your walk.
Those are good.
Just little things.
That can make a big difference.
Exactly.
So it's about embracing that beginner's mindset.
Yeah. Be open to new experiences.
Rediscover the joy of learning.
I love that.
All right. The article also touched on quality time over quantity.
Especially in relationships.
Yeah. It's not about cramming in tons of activities. It's about making the most of the time you have.
Together.
And you know what? This aligns with the National Institute of Mental Health's research.
On well-being.
They talk about
social
connection.
And how. The quality of those connections.
It really matters.
So those.
Small, consistent moments
can have a bigger impact
than we realize.
Right.
The article actually shared this story about a family.
Oh, yeah.
Who started having like 10-minute tea time every day. They just sit together, no distractions.
Just to chat.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it made a huge difference.
In their relationships.
It did.
What's so cool about that is they made it intentional.
Yeah.
It was a ritual.
A ritual of connection.
Even though they were busy.
Exactly.
They made time for each other.
So it's about those small everyday moments
that add up.
And that brings us to the big picture.
The takeaway.
We've talked about scheduling, boundaries, hobbies, and quality time.
So what does all this mean?
What do you think?
I think it means recognizing that. You're not just managing your schedule.
What else are we managing?
Your energy.
Mm.
Your focus.
Yeah.
Your capacity for joy.
Interesting.
And all the tools we've talked about.
Your strategy.
For taking back control.
We're trading in overwhelm.
For empowerment.
Yeah. We're not just reacting to the demands.
Of our day.
We're being proactive.
Shaping the life we want.
Exactly.
And even though there's no one-size-fits-all solution, a great starting point is to pick one thing to focus on this week.
One thing.
Just one small step.
Towards creating more balance.
Yeah. So thinking about your request for help with time management.
Mm-hmm.
What's one area where you feel the most overwhelmed?
Is it work?
Social obligations.
Or just finding time for yourself.
Yeah. Once you figure that out.
We can brainstorm.
Some small tweaks.
To make this week.
Remember, it's not about being perfect.
No.
It's about making conscious choices.
With our time.
Exactly.
It's about progress.
Not perfection.
And there will be days when you feel like you're nailing it.
Yeah.
And other days where you feel like you're back at square one.
That's okay.
It happens.
The key is to keep moving forward.
One step at a time.
And remember, you're not alone in this.
We're all in this together.
Figuring it out.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Now that you're thinking about prioritizing time, what one thing would you love to make more space for in your life?
That's a good question. And what's the smallest step you could take towards that this week?
It doesn't have to be big.
Maybe scheduling 15 minutes for that hobby you've been wanting to try.
Or setting a boundary.
With a colleague.
Who always interrupts you.
Or maybe just having one tech-free evening a week.
To connect with your family.
Yeah.
These small actions can make a big difference.
In your well-being.
So take some time to reflect on that question.
Let it simmer.
You might be surprised.
By what comes up. It's like giving ourselves permission to dream a little.
To envision the life we want.
Because sometimes just asking ourselves what we truly want
can open up so many possibilities.
It can.
And remember, even the smallest step
can make a world of difference.
It can.
Yeah, it's like planting a seed. It might be tiny.
Yeah.
But it can grow into something amazing.
If you give it the right environment.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. Creating the environment for a more fulfilling life.
By making good choices.
About our time. Yeah. And this journey, it looks different for everyone.
There's no right way to do it.
Just what works best for you.
You got to experiment.
And adapt as you go.
We're all just exploring.
And figuring out our own maps and compasses.
I love that.
The more you explore, the more you learn about yourself.
And what makes you tick.
It reminds me of that quote.
Which one?
By Annie Dillard. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives.
Oh.
Each day is a blank canvas.
And we get to choose what we create.
I love that.
So this deep dive, it's given us so many tools.
Scheduling, boundaries, hobbies, quality time.
It's about taking what works for you.
And using it.
That's where the magic happens.
Absolutely.
It's not just about listening.
It's about doing.
Taking action.
So you, our listener, you have the power.
To make the change.
We've given you the knowledge.
But you're the artist.
Of your own life.
And we believe in you.
We know you can do it.
So as you go about your week, keep these things in mind.
They're not just ideas.
They're tools.
To help you shape a life you love.
And we're here cheering you on.
Because we believe in intentional living.
And we know you can create a life that feels...
both meaningful and balanced.
Until next time.
Keep diving deep.
Keep experimenting.
And keep making the most of your time.
And remember, you're capable of amazing things. We'll see you in the next deep dive.